ओम ज्ञानच निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
First of all, I'll just elaborate a little bit more on some topics we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we were mostly talking about chanting japa, and there was some question about getting taste for chanting the holy name. So I was saying that we shouldn't try to artificially imitate having some taste, but we should cultivate. Now, to elaborate on that, that means we should cultivate becoming absorbed in chanting. It's best to chant all as much as possible, to chant our rounds at a continuous spread. That means all one continuing after another without stopping to do anything else, without stopping to do any other activities, especially if we do it early in the morning. That is recommended as much as possible to chant our rounds. And just chant one round, chant another. Make a practice of this, of not to get involved in any business activities or eating or sleeping, making other things. Just chant. In the morning, just chant. That can be some austerity because our tongue, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes our prostitute tongue, wants to go away from our master who is Krishna. But it's very good to make this habit of keeping the morning hours only for chanting. That is a generally accepted practice among devotees, to chant our rounds in the morning. But we tend to compromise it also. There are so many things we have to do. So sometimes we think, all right, let me do this now, or let me do that now. And sometimes we may have to. I know myself, living mostly in India, quite often I make, if I have to make long distance phone calls, I do so early in the morning when I can get the line and when it's cheap. But as a general practice, we should, whatever doesn't have to be done, we should put that aside and chant. Even discussion among devotees. There are so many things that can be discussed. Shrota Vyadini Rajendra Yunang Santi Sahasrashaha. As Shukadeva Goswami says, there are many, many, many topics that can be discussed. But in the morning time, instead of talking with all the different devotees, let us speak with Krishna. That is our time for specifically for communicating with Krishna, by praying to him, by chanting his holy name. Of course, at a festival like this, we may see devotees who we haven't seen for a long time. And we're not impersonalists. We like to meet our friends, devotees. But any extended discussion, not only at a festival, at any time, we may say, Prabhu, could we discuss this later? I think we all have the experience that it's easier to chant our rounds early in the morning. It comes more naturally to us. And often rounds that are chanted later in the day, we chant more slowly, actually, isn't it? Mm. And often there are more disturbances at that time. When I say chant more slowly, it doesn't mean that we're in a race. It's not a race how quickly we can set a new world record for finishing all our rounds in 45 minutes or something like that. The quality is important, not the speed. Naturally, as we become accustomed to chant, the speed may increase also. But more important than speed is the quality of our chanting. How much we're hearing, how much we're pronouncing clearly, how much we're becoming absorbed. So early hours, they are recommended for that. Actually, a lot of what we're discussing in this seminar is about forming habits in our lives. A habit means a mode of behavior that we adopt and we practice so that it becomes second nature to us. So ultimately we're trying to cultivate the habit of always thinking about Krishna and never forgetting him. And all the rules and regulations of spiritual life are based on coming to this point. Smartavya satatang Vishnu, vismartavya na jati chit, sarva vidhi nishedasya, etiyo eva kingaraha. The Narada Pancharatra states that all the rules and regulations are simply meant to bring us to this point, of always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. So there are many rules and regulations which are meant for this purpose. And there are certain habits that if we adopt, they will come to us naturally. Habits cultivating, chanting early in the morning without wasting our time or engaging in anything else. What we'll be discussing in this seminar is much about these habits. Habits such as only eating prasad, not eating food cooked by non-devotees. Many points like this, which all these rules and regulations, they are favorable to our advancement in Krishna consciousness. The forming these habits in our lives creates a consciousness which helps us to automatically remember Krishna. Maybe you know there is a popular book called The Seven Habits of highly effective people. So we also have various habits of highly effective people, highly effective devotees. First one is rising early in the morning, chanting the holy names, taking a bath, going to Mangalarti. These are habits that will take us back to Godhead. So I'll speak more about that early rising. Just some practical points getting back to chanting. As I was saying yesterday, it's very, very important to actually chant the Hare Krishna mantra. There are common mistakes in chanting which devotees make due to inattentiveness. Some international favorites are the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Is that popular in Russia also? Have you heard the Hare Krishna mantra? Actually, Hare in Sanskrit means enemy. Have you heard this name, Murari? It means the enemy of the Mura demon. That's the name for Krishna. There are many names like that. Kamsari, Chanurari means the enemy of Kamsa, the enemy of Chanura. Who's Chanura? Who can say? Yeah, the right wrestler who Krishna killed. Chanura, and what was his friend's name? Mushtika. This is Mushti, so he was Mushtika. So there's Palambari, his name for Balaram, Palambasura. There are so many. So we don't want to make Krishna our Hari. Otherwise, we might end up being killed by Krishna, but that's not our aim and object. We want to chant Hare Krishna. Hare means we're calling out to Srimati Radharani. So don't forget Radharani, otherwise Krishna might forget us. And it's also common sometimes to leave out whole words. Krishna, Krishna, Hari. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari. Hare Krishna. Leaving out one whole Hare. There are many varieties. Now that we have this modern technology, it might be a good idea sometime to make a tape of ourselves chanting. Just a suggestion. And then we can play it back and see. Actually, of course, if we're taping it, we might be more careful when we're taping it. The point is we should be very careful to actually chant the holy names as they are given in the Hare Krishna mantra. Now, an extra point is that we have a minimum 16 rounds. We can also chant more. That's a nice habit to cultivate chanting more rounds. If we have time, we can cultivate chanting more rounds. Sometimes if we're traveling or whatever it may be. Of course, traveling is not the best circumstance. We shouldn't make a habit of chanting our rounds when we're traveling. What I mean to say is sometimes devotees say that, well, you know, every day I have to travel for 1 hour. So we can chant rounds during that time, but it's better to chant our 16 rounds during a time when we're sitting in front of the picture of Krishna or in a proper atmosphere. And then we can chant extra rounds when we're traveling. I'm often traveling, so often I actually chant some of my 16 rounds when traveling. But I also have to make the adjustment sometimes, but in general we should try to chant our rounds in an atmosphere in which is conducive towards concentration. Just this one point, from this seminar, now we're going to be speaking for a few more days, but just this one point of improving our japa, throughout our lives, striving to improve our japa, not just taking it as a formality, something to be finished. So just this one point, if we take it up seriously in our lives, how much it will help us to advance towards love of Krishna. There are many, many points which we'll discuss in this seminar. They're all basic points of Krishna conscious practice. In this seminar, I'm just emphasizing on the basic point, because this process of Krishna consciousness which we have is perfect for taking us back to Godhead. We've all been given the process. It's a very simple process. But often we forget or we neglect to properly take up the basic points of Krishna conscious practice. So really in this seminar, I'm just emphasizing to not to stray away from the basic practices and to increase the quality of our practice of the basic practices. Srila Prabhupada often said that Krishna consciousness is a science. Science means, just like if you mix two chemicals, say if we mix acids and alkalis, then we can predict effervescence will be produced and there will be a reaction and salt and water will be produced. If you do this and this, the result will be this. So in Krishna consciousness also, if we do this, if we behave in a certain way, then the result will be that we will get love of Godhead. But if we don't follow the process properly, then we won't get the proper result. Or the attainment of the desired goal will be impeded. It will take a long time. So we're really interested in following the simple process given to us by Srila Prabhupada in the parampara, by which we can quickly and joyfully advance in Krishna. So another point about chanting, just cultivating, making chanting part of a habit. It's not that we can only chant with our hands on our beads or when we're in kirtan, but it's a very good practice to cultivate chanting at all times. When we rise in the morning, chant Hare Krishna throughout all the tamagun at all times. If we're walking, just from one room to another, even we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. While bathing, while drying our bodies after bathing. It's a very good practice to cultivate chanting. Not only Hare Krishna mantra, because there are so many different names of Krishna, which are connected with his forms, qualities, pastimes, and associates. So we can cultivate the habit of calling out different names of Krishna, and in this way, remembering his different pastimes. Kirid Hari, Vangjid Hari, Gauranga, Satyanandana, Muralidha. You can remember the names of Krishna. This is a very nice habit to cultivate. So this is. Now we're talking about making habits. Of course, Srila Prabhupada gave us a basic outline of how to live our lives as devotees. Srila Prabhupada told us to develop certain habits. The first habit for every devotee is to rise early in the morning. Maybe you have seen one notice Srila Prabhupada gave in the very early days of ISKCON, just after the first initiation. Srila Prabhupada wrote a list of things that initiated devotees must do. So the first thing Prabhupada wrote that all initiated devotees must rise by 4 a.m. So the first thing a devotee does is rise early in the morning. This is very important in spiritual life. Those who rise late, they miss the advantage of the Brahma Muhurta. We were just mentioning how we find it easier to chant our rounds early in the morning. That is because in the Brahma Muhurta, the influence of the mode of goodness, which is conducive to spiritual practices, is very strong. That's why we find in all religious traditions throughout the world, early rising before dawn is a must. Traditionally, Christian monks would also rise early, is it not? In Islam also, the first prayers are conducted before dawn. There's a reason for this. The reason is this time of day is meant for spiritual. Prabhupada wrote once that someone who cannot rise early means he's not very serious about Krishna consciousness. Now it may be that sometimes for some reason or other, we take rest very late. But Prabhupada was so strict about this point of rising early, he said that even if devotees take rest late, they should rise early. Actually, in our ashrams, in our temples of ISKCON around the world, it has become to some extent almost optional to attend Mangal Arati or not. I'm not sure what the situation is in Russia. I don't spend much time here. I'd like to, but it means in other places also. But I see in many centers of our ISKCON throughout the world that most devotees go to Mangal Arati, but if someone doesn't, someone may also not go. But actually, this is a point that Srila Prabhupada was very insistent upon. Prabhupada didn't personally attend Mangal Arati. He was translating his books at that time. It wasn't that he was sleeping through it, but he was engaged in the most important welfare activity for the uplift of the universe. But he was very insistent that devotees, they must attend for their own spiritual benefit. I was talking about making habits. So we should make a habit of rising early, taking bath, and attending Mangal Arati. In our homes also, devotees who are living at home, it's very important to do this. That means we may not do it in such an elaborate way as in the temple, but some arati with some incense and some singing, the kirtan, that should be there. We should make a commitment that my life is meant for serving Krishna, and Prabhupada has taught us to serve Krishna in this way. So for my own benefit, I must do it. You see, if we don't make a commitment, then we are on the mental platform. The platform of the mind is to accept or reject in terms of sense gratification. In other words, if something seems nice to us, we like to do it. And if not, we don't want to do it. So if we allow it in our own minds to be optional, whether or not we attend Mangal Arati, then we're going to be on the mental platform. Today, I feel like going to Mangal Arati. I will go. And next day, well, I'm tired. Our mind will invent so many reasons, so many excellent, very good, Krishna-conscious reasons why we shouldn't rise early and go to Mangal Arati. So, and then we think, actually, it's better for my Krishna consciousness to sleep now and get up later. One devotee, he used to be a devotee, he told me that, actually, if I get up later, then I'm not so tired, then I can chant better. It's better that I get up later. It's not Krishna conscious. It's my personal habit, maybe from living in India, which is a hot country, most people. So this devotee said to me, well, you take a little rest in the afternoon. So I take a little rest during Mangal Arati. What's the difference? Well, the difference is that we have the order of our spiritual master to attend the Mangal Arati. So if we allow, actually it's not optional, but if we rationalize in our minds that it is optional, whether or not I should attend, then most likely we'll find that almost every morning there's a very good reason not to go. Sleeping bag is warm, the shower is cold. That's not really the reason I'm not going to Mangal Arati. It's a more elevated reason, but anyway. So the order is there. Get up, you rascal. Whether you want to or not. We don't want to because we're rascals. But anyway, we should get up. Otherwise, we'll remain rascals forever. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has promised that anyone who recites this prayer, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda, during the Brahma Muhurta, they will go back to Godhead, to Vrindavan, to Lok Vrindavan. That is his promise. He is a powerful acharya. He can bless like that. Why not take the opportunity? We've eaten, slept, mated and defended in so many species of life. Why not take the opportunity now in this human form of life to become Krishna conscious? Actually, if you make a habit of going to Mangal Arati, then you don't want to not go. You get to the point where it's not, you know, I want to lie in my bed. I don't want to lie in this stupid sleeping bag. Let's get out of here as quick as possible. I don't want to miss going to Mangal Arati. Come on, Krishna is there. Krishna is so kind. He's appeared in as the deity just to accept our service, even though we're not fit. Krishna gets up early in the morning. He's waiting to see all his devotees. If we don't come, then Krishna will be disappointed. Why should we miss them? What better start could there be to the day? What better start could there be to the day? Rise early and together with all the devotees, take darshan of the beautiful forms of Krishna and chant these beautiful prayers to the spiritual master and chant the Hare Krishna mantra in that beautiful morning melody which completely soothes our consciousness and purifies. So make a habit of going to Mangal Arati. It shouldn't be optional. Mangal Arati Prabhupada emphasized, and actually the whole morning program. During the day we may have so many activities, but during the morning we should just fix our consciousness in hearing and chanting about Krishna. There may be some devotees who have different schedules, such as pujaris, cooks, housewives who have to arrange for their children to go to school. As much as possible we should arrange our lives in such a way that during the morning hours, the first few hours of the day, simply hearing and chanting about Krishna, very concentrated, so that our consciousness becomes surcharged with Krishna consciousness. Even if we can rise very early, that's very nice. Actually, that's a good solution for pujaris and those who have devotees have to cook early in the morning. If you can rise very early in the morning, that's very nice. Chant all your rounds before Mangal Arati, very nice. Right. So Prabhupada, he stressed especially on Mangal Arati, chanting in the morning, and on class. I'll speak more on the importance of hearing tomorrow, but also this class, it's important to attend. I'll go into evening program, like a morning class. And Guru Puja, all of you see in our ISKCON society now, there are many disciples of different gurus. We are all here, gurus and disciples alike, by the mercy of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. So Guru Puja is, and we all come together to glorify Srila Prabhupada and pray for his mercy. Srila Prabhupada said once that this Guru Puja, it is the process of receiving spiritual knowledge. Chakudana Diloje, Janme Janme Prabhushe, means that Chakudana, Dibbogyan Hride Prakashita. This means that who has given me the gift of spiritual vision, he is my Lord birth after birth. By his mercy, spiritual knowledge is revealed within the heart. The Prabhupada was stressing it's not just a formality, it is the process by worshipping the Acharya, and then by his mercy, the spiritual knowledge is revealed within the heart. So this program, we follow, make a commitment to take that very seriously. That will help us tremendously. We can make tremendous spiritual advancement just by following this simple process of dedicating the morning hours to hearing and chanting about Krishna. If necessary, we can take a little rest later, but it's good to rise early. Rest later means it's best not to sleep. Rest later means it's best not to sleep during the Bhagavatam class or during seminars. If we're feeling tired, we can also stand up so that we can take the advantage of hearing about Krishna. Evening program also. During the day, we may have so many activities in Krishna's service. But in the evening, take a shower, chant Hare Krishna, have a class, take rest.
No.
Very nicely. So as much as possible, or we should try to make it possible, we can also chant Hare Krishna and discuss philosophy of Gita in the evening. Prabhupada recommended also that reading Krishna book at
sure.
night. So these are all formulas to help us remember Krishna. So it's talking about habits, that it also means regulation. Regulation is important in spiritual life. We see that all acharyas, Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, are very regulated in their activities. That means that they basically did the same things at the same time of day. They would have fixed times for rising, resting, bathing, chanting, eating. So this helps to make, actually it also helps to make the body very healthy if we do the same things at the same time. It helps to make the mind peaceful also. And it also helps us to organize our life so that we have time set aside for the most essential activity. There are many things we have to do in these lives. The most important thing we have to do is hear and chant about Krishna. So we regulate our lives so that we have time in every day for hearing and chanting about Krishna. And some specific time, so that we don't use that time for anything else. This time is meant for chanting my japa. This time is meant for hearing Bhagavatam. This time is meant for reading. So these are some points. Rising early, sleeping late is not good. Having a good, strong morning program especially. That will help to keep us strong to overcome Maya. Otherwise, Maya is very strong and very difficult to overcome. If we are weak, we cannot overcome Maya. We become strong by hearing and chanting about Krishna. We have to eat food every day to maintain our spiritual, to maintain our bodily strength. That will give us energy to perform our material activity, our
Shiva.
Bodily activity. So we have to hear and chant about Krishna every day. And that will give us the strength to go on in this world practicing Krishna consciousness. So these are very, very basic points which we can incorporate in our lives. We may already be doing so, but we have the tendency to become lax. So let us remember that we are, after all, practicing devotees. We are neophytes, basically. We are all weak before Maya. None of us can say we have conquered over Maya. When we say someone is an advanced devotee in ISKCON, that means he's applied himself to the process. Otherwise, individually, we're all weak before Maya. So let us continue applying ourselves to this process. And in this way, take strength from Krishna and Balaram and become strong in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any question, please? There's one question from the back here. All right, written questions. That means that how by sadhana we can decrease our sleeping. Yeah. And is it possible to glorify the Lord during sleep? Well, one measure of advancement in Krishna consciousness is decreasing our eating and sleeping. That should not be done artificially. But actually, if we become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then naturally we don't want to eat more or sleep more. Automatically we conquer over the demands, the gross demands of the body. As far as thinking of Krishna when sleeping, that's a very nice desire. First, we should cultivate thinking of Krishna while waking. That will follow. We dream of what we think of during the day. But most of the day, we're also sleeping, although awake. We're not thinking of Krishna. We have incredible capacity to think of everything except Krishna. So these spiritual practices are to Krishna-ize our minds. That I was saying, Prabhupada suggested we read Krishna book before taking rest. So nice, nicely. I'm just reading Krishna book again and again. I don't know how it's translated in Russian, but in English, Prabhupada has written so sweetly. Prabhupada's presentation is so sweet and natural. Very, very relishable. So that's one suggestion. Yeah. Another question? There's a question. I have a question here. Yeah. All right, I'll take yours afterwards. Yeah, either we're going forwards or we're going backwards. But as long as we're engaged in the activities of Krishna consciousness, we should be making some progress. We shouldn't become despondent. Disappointed. Sometimes devotees say, you know, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for a few years and, you know, I'm still in Maya. I didn't conquer over Maya yet. You know, we've been in Maya for like zillions of lifetimes. And we think after 3 months of chanting Hare Krishna, I should be having visions of Krishna in Vrindavan. It requires some patience also. We should know that as long as we're chanting Hare Krishna, we must be making some progress. If we're not, then we should examine what are we doing wrong. And even if our progress is very slow, what's the alternative? What should we do? Stop chanting Hare Krishna? Become a punk rocker? Or go to the Himalayas and sit in a cave and do pranayama? What's the alternative? What else are we going to do anyway? And even if we're making slow progress, we don't feel making any progress, we should go on chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasadam. What else is there to do in this world? Progress or no progress, keep on going. And if you keep on going, you'll make some progress. I mean, if all you do is eat prasadam, I mean, even by doing that, you make some progress. Practical question. See, I know Russian also. And Pujari should also be present in Mangalarti. Either he's offering it or he's attending. You can sing afterwards if you like, but you're present anyway, so while that's going on. And it's a nice idea to do so. I never heard the Prabhupada said that you should do. If you want, that's also very nice. You can recite these prayers 10 times a day if you like. It's very nice. There's no ba, although it may not be essential. Of course. Otherwise, you're not in the Grihastha ashram. See, we're in this seminar, I'm talking about general principles. There has to be understood how they're implemented in each individual's life has to be understood also. Sannyasis also have to deal with their sannyas problem. Sannyasi means he doesn't have any problems of his own. He just has everybody else's problems. Well, by Prabhupada's grace, I'm trying to be a devotee, so I guess it is possible. If not, then what's the purpose of preaching? What are we all doing here?
Yes, Lord.
What's this seminar all about? That's Krishna's great mercy. Even though we've rejected him for millions of lifetimes, even though we're envious, lusty, greedy, Krishna gives us the process, sadhana bhakti, by which we can become purified.
What?
The UFO comes. Well, I was just saying we shouldn't discuss with different people, but it might be a good opportunity. We don't see them so often. So you can preach to them, ask them to chant Hare Krishna also, or at least give them some prasadam. And if they take you on an easy journey to other planets, you can go and preach to them. I don't have any personal experience of this, so I'm not very expert to answer. And then you can offer and sing simultaneously. That's very nice. Should we stay up all night chanting? Well, you might get different answers from different gurus in our movement. Personally, I see that Prabhupada emphasized that we should attend Mangalarti. So if you can do both, that's nice. It'd be nice if we could have a Maha Kirtan in Mangalarti also. And instead of having it in the middle of at like 12 o'clock at night, why not have it at the time Prabhupada gave at 4:30 in the morning? Anyway, I don't want to make any controversy, but as you asked, I'm answering. The mood of a devotee is to try to satisfy Krishna, not to enjoy independently from Krishna. That is the basic change of consciousness between